In remarks broadcast on Al-Qaeda's website, a spokesman for the group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb says its fighters stormed a French uranium mine near the town of Arleep despite heavy security.
تمكنت مجموعة من المجاهدين الأبطال يوم الأربعاء الماضي ليلا بقيادة الشيخ أبي زيد حفظه الله.
The spokesman, identifying himself as Salah Abu Muhammad, says the raid was led by Abu Zayda, who heads one of two Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb factions. Muhammad says the group's men kidnapped five French engineers at the site of one of the world's richest deposits of uranium, a strategic resource that Muhammad says France has been stealing for decades. Two of the engineers work for the French nuclear energy firm Areva. The other three French nationals, along with hostages from Togo and Madagascar, work for a subsidiary of the French construction company Vinci. French television says hundreds of French commandos have arrived in neighboring Burkina Faso to help search for the hostages. Mohamed says the French government should not intervene. Following the terrorist group's execution of French hostage Michel Germano in July, after French commandos took part in a failed raid to free him.
ونحن إذ نعلن تبنينا لهذه العملية المباركة فإننا نبلغ الحكومة الفرنسية.
Mohamed says Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb will later inform the French government of its demands for the release of the hostages, warning the Nicolas Sarkozy government to stay away from committing what he called another felony or any sort of stupidity. Mohammed says companies exploiting resources in the Sahel must know that they are legal targets of Muslim freedom fighters. He says those companies should quickly leave the area because they are illegally exhausting the region's resources. Security officials in Niger believe the gunmen and their hostages have crossed the border into Mali and are now hiding in the desert. Analysts believe Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb is building a base along the borders of Algeria, Mali, and Niger after being driven from its original locations along the Algerian coast. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.